best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Are you getting enough rest? I'm not. Thank you for asking. Did you know there are 7 different types of rest?
7?
7 types of rest, and I don't think I'm getting good rest on any of them.
I was about to say, I can't even handle 1. Come on.
We always talk about getting enough sleep, but a new article at TED Talks says there's actually 7 different types of rest that we need.
That's exhausting.
Physical, mental, sensory, creative, emotional, social, spiritual, and I'm exhausted now. I'm too tired to even continue.
Yeah. This is too much to deal with, man.
I mean, I guess I can see a couple of them.
Physical is obvious. I get that. Mental, I can understand if you're just always going, be it with, you know, thinking about work or thinking about problems and issues, that can burn you out really, really bad.
Thank you for noticing. That's, and it is a struggle every day.
The big brain on Shags over here. Okay, all right.
Sensory is your screen time. You need to take breaks and rest from screen time.
All right, I can feel that. I get that.
Creative, that I just can't turn that off.
What is creative? What is creative rest?
It gives you a time to take a break from problem solving and brainstorming, like being creative.
So how is that different from mental rest?
Mental rest is long hours. It's just the everyday tasks.
Okay.
Of responding to an email.
Oh, I see.
Responding to one of the million emails Trevor sent me already this morning.
Email is a great form of communication. There's a written record of what has been said, what has been acknowledged.
Then after the show, I need some emotional rest. My God.
All right.
I do. Well, social rest with COVID. COVID's probably kind of helping you with some of the social rest.
Sure. I can understand, especially introverts, like not being down with like being in social situations that can be very exhausting, very taxing for them, and they need social rest. I can see that.
And spiritual, you gotta feel a larger sense of belonging, love, acceptance, and purpose. That's why you listen to Morning Shag. We are your spiritual leaders.
Are we?
That's what I do. I give people a larger sense of belonging, a larger sense of love, acceptance and purpose.
This is uncomfortable since you have already told me at one point that you would be interested in being a cult leader. So I'm not sure I'm certain. No, don't.
I love all of you.
Don't. All right. The whispers. Most people can't hear your whispers. You understand that, right? You
have it's to like subconscious, Trevor.
Is that
stop
it?
Ruining it. I'm brainwashing people into my cult.
Oh, okay.
Now I've said it out loud.
You have. Yep. Now
game over.
That's ruined. That's my fault.
So close,
you,
man.
Right? Yeah,
so
you
close. Know,
you were. You were totally. Absolutely.
You ruined it.
I did.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
Most board games have one winner and multiple losers. Jenga has one loser and multiple winners.
The easiest way to tell if someone has anger issues is to tell them they have anger issues.
I do not! Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
Some dude told the cops that he couldn't turn down his music because you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly.
Truth.
So the story happened this past weekend in Ohio when a 60-year-old Karen called the cops around 1:30 in the morning when her neighbor wouldn't stop blasting music.
Oh, all right. I mean, 1:30 in the morning is a little late. I would agree. Yeah, that's worth the call.
We all know that you have some very strong Karen tendencies, Trevor.
Okay, all right.
So you don't need to hide it. But 1:30 in the morning on a Saturday, depending on how close the neighbor is and how loud the music actually was, I'm kind of curious. I'd like to know the rest of that story.
You want more information.
But the neighbor is a 40-year-old dude named Nathan Rock.
Of course he is. Yes. Good.
That is a great first and last name.
There it is.
When cops went up to talk to him, he told them he couldn't turn down the volume because, quote, you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly.
No, you cannot. No.
Now, Mr. Nathan Rock was actually playing the music on his guitar and singing along. This is making a lot more sense now on why someone would complain to the police about a noise ordinance.
Yes, this wasn't Led Zeppelin playing. This wasn't the studio cut. This was Nathan Rock playing Led Zeppelin. Okay.
And even though right now Nathan Rock does work at Wendy's.
Okay.
At 40, he told the cops he was, quote, trying to practice as he intended on booking studio time in the near future to record an album.
Okay, yeah, no, living that rock and roll dream. Okay. Doing some warm-ups, some Jimmy Page warm-ups.
I can imagine that being the opening description on his LinkedIn. Like, oh, no. Wendy's just job, bro. My career, music.
Yes, yes.
Have you laid any tracks down yet? No. I'm working on that.
I'm practicing my Led Zeppelin.
Okay. But I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
They didn't name me Nathan Rock for nothing.
I extremely doubt his given name is Nathan Rock.
I'm not named Nathan Square Patty now, am I?
Right.
Wendy's isn't going to be my whole gig.
That's not.
Not named Nathan Chili.
Okay, yeah, no, we get it. Nathan Frosty. Okay, yes, good. All right.
Thanks for stepping all over my last joke.
I'm sorry, you're right. Okay, all right.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Jeff Bezos turns 57 today. He's going to celebrate by blowing out the rest of the independent retail store owners he hasn't already put out of business. Make a wish.
A shark the size of a truck washed up on Maine. That's terrifying to think about. You know, being stuck in Maine. It's awful.
And finally, Apple released details about its self-driving car. For instance, instead of brake lights, when the car stops, it's going to display spinning rainbow pinwheel.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
Cookies!
Don't turn into the cookie monster.
Me want cookies!
There it is. There it is. And it's full transformation.
Okay. Girl Scout cookie!
Yes, yes.
Girl Scouts have teamed up with Grubhub for contactless cookie delivery.
Oh.
They're launching online ordering. Cookie!
So you can order the Girl Scout cookies online through Grubhub, and then they'll have them delivered.
My God. What a great world we live in.
Well, but
no longer have to deal with stupid parents or kids knocking on your door. I can get diabetes the way God intended through the internet.
But isn't the like part of it, the whole thing of the Girl Scouts being the ones actually selling them and interacting with people and learning how to interact and how to sell and how to do these things, like the life skills that those impart?
I don't know. I just wanted the cookies.
You didn't care about any of that. You just needed the cookies.
On Tuesday, the Girl Scouts of the USA, or as I know them, the GSUSA, announced a partnership with Grubhub to expand their sales channels, which previously consisted of door-to-door sales, online ordering, cookie stands at supermarkets, and of course, marijuana dispensaries. And yes, their parents blackmailing coworkers in the break room and making them feel guilty so you double up on your order.
Oh,
no more parents. No more.
You never felt guilty about it. You always got a huge order because you have a sweet tooth problem that you can't control.
No, the dentist pulled that one this year.
Oh, that one's gone.
I lost
now
it.
Now it's not a problem.
Turn brown on me really fast.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
Started looking like a Samoa, and it was like, that's got to go. That's
what happened to your sweet tooth? The dentist had to pull it. Thanks for asking. Grubhub is also waiving its usual vendor fees. That was impressive, because that was going to be my whole joke, that Girl Scout cookies were going to go from $15 to a box to $80, thanks to Grubhub. But they waived their fee. So I'm going to have to lean hard into the sweet tooth being pulled joke.
Yes, you'll have to do that. That's all you have now. That's it.
In addition to their new Grubhub delivery options, the GSUSA is launching online cooking ordering nationwide, allowing customers who don't know a Girl Scout or don't live near a troop to get cookies shipped to their door as well.
Oh, well then.
So beginning on February 1st, dun, 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 cookie.
Okay, all right.
Customers can enter their zip code into the Girl Scout cookie finder. There's a cookie finder. Cookie finder? To find a local troop to purchase from through the digital cookie platform for direct shipping or donation to the local organizations.
Man, I have never had a problem finding somebody who is affiliated with the Girl Scouts to be able to get cookies. They find me. That is the thing, man. They will hunt you down. They will track you. They will engage. And you want to buy some Girl Scout cookies? Hmm?
I'm just so happy and feel so much better that I don't have to hit the streets going, do you know a Girl Scout? We're them Girl Scouts. Do you know a Girl Scout? Right, can you get me in contact with a Girl Scout?
No. Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Writing down the weight and height of a newborn baby makes it quite similar to fishing.
Going to get fast food alone feels a lot unhealthier than going to get fast food with friends.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee's sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Have you ever dreamed of a sexual fantasy that involved fairy princesses, leprechauns, and trolls?
No, I have not.
I think you're lying.
Well, no.
There's now a three-person couple in the Pacific Northwest. They're going by a thruple.
Mm.
They live in Seattle, and it features three people who say they identify as mythical creatures.
Oh.
You have Lolly, the fairy princess.
Uh-huh.
Gunther, the troll. And Ian, the leprechaun.
These individuals went ahead and said, you know what, I'm not a human, I am a troll. There was a person who legitimately said, I am a troll.
Sometimes you gotta live that troll life.
Okay, all right.
I feel like I've dated a couple in my day.
That's not...
I don't know if they actually identified.
Yeah.
I think it was true.
That doesn't sound very nice.
This relationship, Trevor, started with the princess and the leprechaun. As so many love stories do.
Yeah, right.
But they met the 6'9" troll at a live action role playing festival.
Oh.
And brought him in to their happy home.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, during the day, the princess and the troll worked together on a business. God, I got so many questions. What is that business? And the leprechaun goes to his day job. Then at night, they hang out until they all sleep in their own bedrooms. Now, there's no word on what their sex life is like, but I imagine there's all sorts of fairy dust being thrown around left and right.
Sure, okay. Yeah. If this is what makes them happy, that's fine. That's great. That's okay. That's all right.
Don't you dare kink shame.
No. I'm not. It's just not me. It's not for me. They can do what they want, and it's not bothering anybody else. It's fine. It's okay.
They say they are very happy with their three-person relationship.
Sure.
But they would take in another female mythical creature.
Oh, okay.
Who wouldn't? When asked, who wouldn't? Princess Lolly says she'd have to be, quote, a fairy or a very adventurous healing sort.
Oh, okay. So if a female healing sort of person who identified as a centaur came into the relationship, that would be okay. They'd be open to that.
I guess it depends on what part is the horse and which part is the human.
All right. And this is why I
have so many questions.
Yeah. Okay.
Jonathan on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, says, I want their bag of weed.
That's, yes.
And then Cindy, I love this. She says it's the new Three's Company. It is. It's the 2021 Three's Company show we all want to watch.
That's it. Yes.
See the picture of this love trio, the Thruple, on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Thruple.
Thruple?
Thruple.
Thruple? Thruple.
Thruple.
Oh, no. Thruple. What they're doing is much more of a Thruple.
Okay. All right. That's...
Ooh la la.
What the?
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 Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Sex in the City is being rebooted. It's going to be a less sexy version of the Golden Girls.
Oh my, what?
And just my opinion. In my opinion.
Okay. Helen Mirren will get to drive in Fast and Furious 9. Most likely, she'll be driving a 1982 Buick Skylark.
And finally, scientists are saying vibrations help people sleep better. Is that why women sleep so much sounder than men? So that little toy is a nap aid.
That's okay. All right. No.
Okay. Okay.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
On the latest album, Holy Bleep, I'm Old, comes the hit single, Did You Know the First Lord of the Rings Movie is 20 Years Old?
Oh, that hurts.
Yikes, right? That's the positive, though, about the Lord of the Rings trilogy now approaching its 20th year birthday or anniversary is that it's now old enough to be rebooted and retooled, which is exactly what Amazon is doing with their massive Lord of the Rings series, which reportedly cost over $1 billion in its entirety.
This has been talked about now for, I feel like, a couple of years.
Yes, it has.
And we're finally now learning about what this story is going to be about. And thankfully, it is not a reboot. It is more of an expansion of the universe, an expansion of the story that we all know and love.
It's a prequel, bro.
Yes.
We're going back in time. This is from the synopsis. This epic drama.
Good.
Is set thousands of years before the events of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, and will take viewers back to an era in which great powers were forged, kingdoms rose to glory, and fell to ruin. Unlikely heroes were tested. Hope hung by the finest of threads, and the greatest villain that ever flowed from Tolkien's pen threatened to cover all the world in darkness!
Please tell me Amazon has tapped you to do the voiceover for the trailer.
They have, actually.
That is, it's going to be epic. That would be perfect.
I'm an orc. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're an orc.
Don't even have to put makeup on. I kind of hurt my feelings. Oh, they said, you're fine.
All right, that's
not... Don't touch the beard. Don't get a haircut. If you show up, you're on screen. You're the leader of the orcs. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Don't get a haircut. Don't shower. Like it's all working. Just go ahead and show up on set.
That's how much I care about my roles. I've literally become an orc to be a part of this.
All right. Or did they choose you because you already were? Orcish.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Okay. Yep. Just wanted to make sure
you're a good
knew.
Friend. You're a good friend. While Amazon Studios have yet to announce the release date for the series, its production timeline currently puts it on track for a 2022 release. Still got another year.
Cannot wait. I really need it. I do.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
The 90s doesn't sound like that long ago until you refer to it as the late 1900s.
Saying, I had a beef sandwich with a salad sounds so much better than I had a hamburger.
Shower thoughts with Lee Steyer Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeeSteyerCompany.com.
Ask me about my wiener! Okay. That could be you. How exciting is that?
That is not what people who work for Oscar Mayer driving the Wienermobile do. They don't do that.
They should. You could travel the country having complete total strangers asking you about your wiener.
Sure. I guess you could. I don't know if Oscar Mayer would keep you on for very long, but yeah, I guess you could.
Oscar Mayer is now hiring a new crop of Wienermobile drivers. You'll spend the whole year driving around the 27-foot-long Wienermobile, going to 200 different events and serving as brand ambassador for Oscar Mayer, discussing your wieners.
Are they? Oh my gosh! Okay, all right. Are they still doing like going to events and things like during the pandemic?
That's what this says. They're asking for people to apply. I thought it was kind of strange. It may be the greatest gig ever. You might get paid not to do anything.
just hang. Drive it around.
Or just sit. Yeah, I'm just going to sit on my wiener.
Okay, all right. That's...
Is it your wiener or still their wiener at that point?
Stop. Just, it's not, that's not the point of this. Driving the Wienermobile, an iconic vehicle, of course, I feel like would carry with it a lot of stress. It's a big thing that you have to now maneuver.
Oh boy, let me tell you. Driving a big old wiener does cause a lot of stress.
Stop it.
It's a lot to handle.
Okay. All right.
It's a lot of, it's fatigue really more than anything. Lower back pain. And a lot of hours hunched over, but they're looking for people with a degree. That always makes me laugh. Or experience in marketing communications.
Yes,
with an outgoing, friendly vibe, and of course, you have to have a valid driver's license. Well, I'm out.
You're not. Well, that's another thing we should discuss at a different time. But this is not just driving around. A Wienermobile, this is a marketing team, this is a marketing effort. Like, if you've ever been to one of the stops, they put on a bit of an event there. They will usually be, like, I get emails all the time whenever they come to town, they want to get on the air, they want to talk about things. So, I mean, you have to be very well versed in marketing, be very well versed in communications, interpersonal communications. It's a big thing.
You get approached by strangers wanting to talk about wieners?
Okay, I get an email from the people who drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. That's what I get.
The deadline is the end of this month. You have the 31st to sign up to maneuver your big wiener across this country. Just imagine how exciting that would be to come into a new town and jump out and have children and adults alike run and flock and beg to touch your wiener.
Okay,
how exciting would that life be?
This is...
Just
all the
me?
Middle schoolers are in mid-Missouri are loving this break. They think this is the funniest thing they've ever heard in their lives.
You're the only one not laughing right now.
Okay. All right.
I promise you, you're the only one not laughing right now.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because everybody else has just turned us off. This hour is with Speedy Bees.
Oh, Speedy Bees.
Don't say it like that. 5 locations in Holt Summit, Presidio, New Bloomfield, St. Thomas, and Jefferson City. Sorry, I lost my page.
You got wieners on your brain, man.
Nope. Stop. Fresh burgers, cold beer, clean bathrooms, Speedy Bees.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Today is National Dress Up Your Pet Day, and if your pet is a cat like mine, it's going to also be National Dress Your Wounds Day.
Dave Grohl turns 52 this week. If you want to get him something for his birthday, whatever you do, do not give him foo. He gets very violent.
And finally, a Tennessee lawmaker wants to put a statue of Dolly Parton on the state Capitol grounds. And yes, Trevor, it's going to be a full-size statue and not just a bust.
And that was not my only question. I think everybody had that question.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Your first day on a new job can always be tough. Man, it can be stressful. It's nerve-wracking. You don't know if people are going to like you, if it's going to work out, what's going to happen. And drugs aren't always the answer.
Aren't always the answer. Okay.
They aren't always the answer.
Wow, all right, yes.
A guy in Pennsylvania found out the hard way why you shouldn't do drugs on your first day at the job. So the guy's name's Carl Gamby. He got a job working the front desk at an Econo Lodge in Pittsburgh. And on his first day, he mainlined a bunch of hard drugs, got naked, and assaulted a female coworker.
Oh, no.
As you can imagine, there wasn't a day two on this job.
Yeah, I could see that, sure.
I like to try to visualize myself there, like on a fly in the wall or what would happen. So you're there with the young lady, possibly the manager, and like, okay, Carl, welcome to Econo Lodge. We're really about customer service. When the customer comes in, we're going to help with the luggage. We're going to input this. And then Carl's like, hey, excuse me, can I use the bathroom? Yeah, Carl. Yeah, you don't have to ask. You're an adult. Go ahead.
Right, yes.
Go for it. He goes into the bathroom, true story, injects himself with fentanyl and bath salts. What? First day? You're going fentanyl, bath salts first day?
Wow.
Hardcore.
Really helps take the edge off.
Oh, man. So this dude's flying high. As you can imagine, he comes out of the bathroom a whole new person.
Yeah,
he's suddenly fentanyl, bath salts, man.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Grabs the woman who was just helping him and starts kissing on her neck.
Oh my gosh.
As you might imagine, she's not really attracted or appreciates coworker fentanyl bath salts man kissing on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
She tells him to stop. He rips his shirt off and chases her into the parking lot. She jumps into her car, calls 911. Then he thinks it's a better idea. Well, maybe it's because my pants are on. That's why she doesn't like me.
No.
That's why none of this is working out on my first day on the job. My pants. Gotta get them off.
Oh, my God.
Rips his pants off and starts chasing her through the parking lot naked while she's driving away.
Oh.
Police arrive. He's still naked, running laps in the parking lot. He's arrested for drugs, indecent exposure, and assault.
Yep, that all checks out. That's, wow.
He's been sentenced to 11 to 23 months in prison for it.
That sounds also correct and good. All right.
Can you imagine? I've had some crazy first days at work. I watched a guy cut his fingers off in front of me on my first day selling Cutco knives. So I have some crazy first day experiences. But can you imagine this poor girl going home, just completely shook, walking in, and her roommate, boyfriend, significant other going, well, you're home early. Don't even get me started on the day I've had.
That's right. All right. Okay.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Were barn owls considered homeless until we invented barns?
Finding an eggshell in an egg McMuffin is both annoying and reassuring.
Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
There is a new AI collar that can translate your dog's bark into emotion.
Oh.
Just what you need to know how needy that little pup actually is.
This is one step closer to the, what was that movie, Up? Where the dog collar actually is where you could translate into English. I mean, we're getting there, right?
A company in South Korea called Pet Pulse has a new collar that analyzes your dog's bark and translates them into emotions. The team behind it spent over 3 years collecting 10,000 samples from 50 different breeds.
Okay.
Right. And it uses AI to evaluate each bark in real time. So you pair it with an app on your phone, and then they claim it can detect 5 different emotions. Happy, relaxed, anxious, angry, or sad.
Well, all of those emotions I can already figure out by my dog's bark slash their body language. I can figure those things out.
Can you, though?
No. Yes, actually. My wife and I have mentioned that depending on how Cashmere and Lemon bark, we know what they're thinking or at least how they're feeling about a certain thing. If they bark at the backyard one way, it's just, they want to go out. If they bark another way, there's somebody in the backyard. There's somebody there that we need to now take notice of.
You have a problem with people in your backyards?
No, it's usually the neighbors in their backyard that my dogs think are now like, you're in my territory, and they're not.
Got creepy neighbors, dude.
If not, no, they're fine. They're fine.
Peeping in on your pets?
No, they're
What's
not.
What's that
peeping.
All about?
There's no peeping involved. Okay, moving on.
Because if anyone's been to your house, you know the good peepin's out front. You don't want to be in the back.
Wait, the good peeps. What?
That's where the good windows are in the front of the house.
How do you know that about my house?
Why? I've heard from your neighbors. I told you they're creeps.
All right, that's okay.
The app is free. Don't get me distracted. But you need the collar to go with it, and you can buy it at petpoles.net for $99 or $108 for bigger dogs.
There you go. To learn one of five of your dog's emotions.
And stay out of Trevor's backyard.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? Actually, yeah. Please do stay out of my
the
backyard.
The front yard is a lot more fun.
No, that's not. this hour with Speedy Bees.
Speedy Bees knows.
Yeah, don't bring Speedy Bees into this. Five locations in Holt Summit, Brazito, New Bloomfield, St. Thomas, Jefferson City, and Trevor's front yard. What the?
No. I told you they know.
All right. Fresh burgers, cold beer, clean bathrooms. Speedy Bees.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Brie Larson built an in-home gym to prepare for her role in Captain Marvel 2. Now, to prepare for my role as a radio personality, I passed out in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Committed. I am committed to this role.
Yes, you are. Madden 21 features a SpongeBob SquarePants-themed football field. It is the most hilarious offering besides the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And finally, KFC has announced plans to upgrade its chicken sandwich. Wait, so does that mean they're going to actually start using real chicken?
No, oh my gosh, that's... no.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
Sold it. Sold it.
Sold what?
Sold it. The possibly possessed soulless ginger bank, less than a week, gone.
Oh, wow. Somebody wanted that.
Thank you to the listener. I didn't get your name, his or her name, that texted in saying they went and got it, that they were headed there just for it.
Wow.
Man, I need to find more haunted items. Those things sell so quickly.
Why is it that the haunted items are so hot? Why is that? What's up with that?
I think it's because people want a friend. They want to bring someone back with them.
They're lonely. Maybe been quarantined or trying to stay away from people, and they could use somebody to talk with.
But that's not why I bring this up. I bring this up because I had a fun conversation yesterday with the people at the Midway Antique Mall, open 7 days a week, exit 121 off I-70.
Yes, good.
That I have my, who I call Maude Lebowski, is the Predator mannequin, 6 foot, sexy 6-footer. And she is for sale, but the price tag is $3,000 because I don't really want to sell it, but I will sell it for $3,000.
Okay, all right.
I like the idea of it being an attraction. People take pictures with it.
Yeah.
And I want you to know you were in my booth because there is a naked Predator mannequin.
Lovely.
Well, the ladies from Midway Antique Mall called me yesterday and like, hey, we got a question about your Predator mannequin. And I'm not going to lie, man. My heart skipped a beat. I was like, I sold it. Because generally, when they call, they're like, hey, you have an offer. Will you take this for it? Because you can negotiate prices. So I thought, I was already buying a boat in my head with the money I have saved and the mannequin money. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have a boat for the spring. Bless their hearts.
Right.
They wanted to use it as a mascot for the store, which I am all about. They're starting an Instagram page. They've been taking it from my booth to other booths, displaying things with the Predator mannequin. They put a MAM shirt on, an MAM Midway Antique Mall shirt, and like tied it so the belly's still showing. It looks adorable. And the cool thing is, they asked me, can we rearrange your booth for this photo shoot? And I go, go for it. I just appreciate you guys giving me the booth. I think this is fantastic. Yes, please, do what you want. And in the back of my head, I was like, you know, I got a bit of an ego. Shocker, right? And
right.
I was like, well, man, can they do it better than me? I like the way it was set up. So I had to go check on it. I went and checked on it. Blown away. 100% better than I had ever done.
Oh, really?
I brought a giant piece of furniture, a big giant glass cabinet that I was going to put in a spot, and the place looked so good, I left it in the back of the Yukon. I didn't even take it out. I was like, I don't want to touch anything. This booth looks 1,000 times better than anything I'd ever done with it.
You didn't want to mess it up.
I didn't want to touch anything. It looked great.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. Well, that's good. It's nice to, you know, professionals doing the booth interior design, as it were. And now your mannequin is even more famous as the mascot of Midway Antique Mall. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, she's almost unbearable. It's going straight to her head. Like, you go to the booth, she won't stop talking about it. It's insane.
Is the mannequin also haunted, or is that just in your head?
Well, if you want to buy it for $3,000, it'll be whatever you want it to be.
Fantastic. Okay.
Midway Antique Mall opens 7 days a week off exit 121. Doors open at 9 a.m. Go see Shag's Booth 2.0.
Shameless plug. Goodness.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
The first wave of lockdown babies are coming.
Dentists spend their days conducting cavity searches. Hey.
Fantastic. Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
Now, before you get offended or upset, remember this was not my idea, and you can find Scott and complain to him. He's the one that suggested it.
You're the one bringing it to the show.
I have no responsibility. I wash my hands of it. The question is, what's something you can say during sex and at a pet store? Trevor, I've been waiting 24 hours to do this one. What's something you can say during sex and at a pet store? No! No pooping on the floor!
Oh my, no, that, okay, that... I don't want to get into that. Nope. Just gonna let that one go.
Now remember, it will grow once you get it home.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yes. Yes. Very good.
How much do I have to feed it?
That. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. That as well.
How about you, Trevor? What's something you would say during sex and at a pet store?
Something you could say. I don't know if it's something that, I mean, well, this still works for me. Please stop licking my face.
Gross.
Not into that.
What kind of weird things are you into?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying don't. I'm saying stop. Don't.
What's something you can say during sex and at a pet store on our Facebook page? KCMQ Morning Shag. Ryan says, get in the kennel.
Okay. That is...
Can I just say very quickly, ladies, I am loving the response here. Absolutely loving it. Jesse says, aw, look at that cute little guy.
Okay. Yes, along the same, not Natasha off our Facebook page. It smells in here. Natasha for the win.
Then you're doing something right. Keith,
okay.
Look at those massive puppies.
Okay, all right, yes. 1-800-455-1967, something that you can say at a pet shop, and then, of course, also during sex. Penis and Beer Robert on the line, KCMQ.
What'd she say, Trevor, quit begging?
Nope. I shouldn't have gone to him. Okay.
What's something you can say during sex and at a pet shop? I'm going to rip through some of these texts. Who's going to clean that up?
Okay.
How much is this going to cost me?
No.
I was looking for something a little bigger than that.
Okay. And?
Tom sent a text saying, I actually said this at the pet store yesterday, and it's perfect here. I think it'll be fine if we trim just a little hair right there.
Okay, all right. And please do not tell us something that works from the bedroom yesterday. I don't want to get into that.
Ooh, fleas?
Okay, no. That is, come on. No. That
no biting.
No.
Grab the harness.
Okay, continue the conversation on our Facebook page where we can get away with a little more stuff. KCMQ Morning Shag.
It likes being petted.
Okay, something you can say at a pet store and also during sex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Oh my God! Are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.